Instructions to be observed concerning prayer. There be 9 things that pertain to the knowledge of true prayer. First, to know what prayer is. Secondly, how many sorts of prayer there be. Thirdly, the necessity of prayer. Fourthly, to whom we ought to pray, by whom we must pray, where to pray, and what to pray. The excellency of prayer, what we must do that our prayers may be heard. What prayer is? Prayer is a simple, unfeigned, humble, and ardent opening of the heart before God, wherein we either ask things needful or give thanks for benefits received. Paul, in the first epistle to Timothy and second chapter, calleth it by 4 sundry names in 1 sentence: prayer, supplication, intercession, and thanksgiving. Whereof the first is for the avoiding and preventing of evil. The second is an earnest and fervent calling upon God for anything. The third is an intercession for other. The fourth is a praising of God for things received. There be 2 manner of ways how we should pray. First, publicly, that is called common prayer, and privately, as when men pray alone, and that is called private prayer. And how both these 2 are allowed before God, the Scripture beareth testimony by the example of all the holy men and women before and after Christ. Of the necessity of prayer, there be 4 things that provoke us to pray. First, the commandment of God. Secondly, sin in us, which driveth us of necessity to God for succour, life, and mercy. Thirdly, our weak nature, being unable to do any good, requireth prayer to strengthen it, even as a house requireth principal pillars for the upholding of it. Fourthly, the subtlety of the enemy, who privily lurketh in the inward parts, waiting to overthrow us, even in those things which we think to be best done, stirreth us vehemently thereunto. To whom we ought to pray? 3 things pertain to him that must be prayed unto. First, that he have such ears as may hear all the world at once. Secondly, that he be in all places at once. Thirdly, that he hath such power that he may be able to help, and such mercy that he will deliver. By whom should we pray? Christ only is the way by whom we have free access unto the Father, and for whom our prayers are accepted, our infirmities notwithstanding, without whom all our prayers are abominable. Where to pray, and what to pray? As touching the place where we should pray, seeing all places are one, there is none forbidden. Only the common prayer must be made in what place soever the congregation of Christ doth assemble. What to pray lieth in the necessity of every man. And forasmuch as we need both spiritual and corporal things, we may boldly ask them both. First, as to ask spiritual gifts, it is profitable and commanded, so to ask corporal, it is necessary and allowed. Of the excellency of prayer. The worthiness of prayer consisteth in 2 things: in the dignity of the commander, who is God, the fountain of all goodness, who also commandeth only good things, and in the effect that followeth it, which is the obtaining of whatsoever we desire faithfully according to the will of God. What to do that we may be heard? First, we must put off our own righteousness, pride, and estimation of ourselves, and put on Christ with his righteousness. Secondly, an earnest faith and fervent love, with the putting off all malice and envy, is required. Finally, true repentance knitteth up the knot, for in it are contained all the virtues aforenamed.